Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. Once more, your friend Frank Crumbett is your genial host. In addition to his Broadway band on this transcribed program, Frank has as his guest tonight in a return engagement, hilarious Hildegard Halliday, Broadway's celebrated comedian. But here's Frank Crumbett to greet you.
I'm much obliged to you, Franklin, and good evening to you all. Into the limelight steps Harry Brewer, xylophonist extraordinary and gentleman of great agility and titanic technique. Harry and the boys give forth on a specialty for xylophone and orchestra entitled Back Talk. And don't use guys, give me any back talk either. Kind of back talk I'd take for my gang. And now we have a 3-in-1 combination that's awfully hard to top. One of Manhattan's best song bets, named after one of Manhattan's bestsellers, and sung for us now by one of Manhattan's prettiest gals. And man, oh man, does she make you stop, look, and listen. Freddie Gibson, one of Broadway's sweetest songbirds, sings Gone with the Wind.
Just like a leaf that has blown away, gone with the wind. My romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips, but now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart, gone with the wind. The gladness that filled my heart just like a flame. Love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream that has gone, gone with the wind. Gone with the wind. The gladness that filled my heart just like a flame. Love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream that has gone, gone with the wind.
Well, now, Now that was real pretty, 'twas. And presenting now our gentleman of eloquence and erudition, oh boy, there's a $4 word, Mr. Frank Gallup, who keeps this program in balance by taking care of the serious side of things.
Not so long ago, folks, Professor Einstein said, sometimes one pays the most for the things one gets for nothing. And that's one of his theories that everyone can understand, especially in regard to the common cold. More people suffer with this everyday ailment than any other disorder, and then perhaps pass it on unknowingly to someone else. And a cold can develop into more complications than any other common disease. So the time to check a cold, folks, is when you begin to sneeze and find it first coming on. By alkalizing with Alka-Seltzer, you may quickly counteract that excess acid condition that is so often associated with a bad cold and get quick relief as well. You see, two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water bubble up and dissolve to form a pleasant-tasting alkalizing solution which contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate. You drink it, and it not only brings prompt relief from that distressing, grippy feeling and fever, but also helps nature correct the cause of the cold when associated with excess acidity, giving you double relief. You will find that Alka-Seltzer tablets also make a soothing gargle and mouthwash. Order a package of these remarkable alkalizing tablets at the first sign of a cold and follow the directions carefully. All drugstores in the United States have them in 30 and 60 cent size packages. Be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.
Nicely done, if I do say so, Frankie. And now I'm happy to comply with your urgent request for a return appearance of that funny-bone female, Miss Hildegard Halliday, that sweetheart of comedy all up and down old Broadway. Miss Hildegard Halliday.
Afternoon, everybody. Oh, I can't tell you how glad I am to come to your great, wide, wonderful world club and talk to you about my dear Africa. Of course, my husband, Dr. Ragweed, was to have spoken here today in my place, but I'm sure you'll forgive his absence as he is at home stuffing a tiger. So I shall carry on and tell you of our most exciting experience in the wilds of Africa. Everything is so simple there, just a matter of life or death. No noise or confusion, only the continual beat of tom-toms and the screaming of the monkeys and the wild animals tracking you down. Our most exciting adventure came during the great plague of snails in the month of the... Oh, I'm sorry, I must explain a slight infirmity that I have. Unfortunately, I was bitten by a dodo bird and am afflicted with dodo birdicus. When I get excited, something inside me I beg your pardon, snaps. And I keep repeating the last few words I've said. Sometimes I can't say them at all. However, it was during the great plague of snails in the month of dried up water holes. My husband and I were sitting on our tapu bongas when... I beg your pardon? A tapu bonga? Well, it's a tapu bonga is very much like it... Well, just about what you'd think it is. When our native houseboy named Nelly ran up... screaming lotus bird. Lotus bird was the name they gave my husband because lotus is the flower of forgetfulness. They called me Great Overhanging Cliff. So he... Oh, wait a minute. I'm on the wrong story. I should have said my husband and I were out on our belt. Dr. Ragweed had just tripped over a cobra when I looked up and saw an elephant. And now from every side I could see tigers advancing. I looked and saw a python swinging down to catch us. My husband was very weak at the time and could easily have been destroyed by a garter snake. He suddenly turned green at the sight of the python and asked me to shoot. There we were, death staring us in the face, in the face, in the face, in the face, in the face. I raised my gun to shoot. I pulled the trigger, the catch. I pulled the catch, only to find that the python was sliding nearer, and the elephant, suddenly, around the bend came a herd of lions chased by a runner, I turned to my husband for help, but he'd just been hit on the head with a coconut and lay at my feet in a daze, 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 in a daze. Unconscious. I felt the hot breath of the lions, the blood, the leg. Whoa, 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 whoa. I beg your pardon. What is it? Oh, how you frightened me. What? A telephone message, but I'm speaking. I'm delivering a... Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, my friends, I'm so sorry. I'll have to run away. I've just had a message that my husband forgot what he was doing and has sewed himself into the tiger skin instead of the stuffing. I'll have to cut him out, cut him out, cut him out. Good afternoon.
Oh, thanks, Miss Hildegard. Now, how can I sing after laughing like that? Well, anyway, here's an old favorite of mine, and I hope an old favorite of yours. It's called So Long, Oolong. Ming Toy loved a boy, happy little Japanese. Oolong was his name, set her heart aflame. One day he say, soon I gotta go away. When he leave, Ming Toy grieve, everybody hear her say, so long, Oolong, how long you gonna be gone? Your little Japanese will be waiting underneath a bamboo tree. So don't be too long, Oolong, how long while you're away, waiting for the day when you'll come back to me. I'll sit and sigh neath the oriental sky each day that I am left alone in Nagasaki. So long, Oolong, how long you going to roam? Please don't be too long, Oolong, so long, hurry back home. Do you remember that one? Well, now for our next offering tonight, the boys are going to get right out from behind the eight ball and give you some of that famous Broadway rock and roll rhythm.
How we all like to look back into pleasant memory and live again the happy days of our childhood. Life without care and health without worry. Those were the days. But as we grow older, we are troubled more and more with everyday ailments. We suffer with acid indigestion, headaches, sour or upset stomach, and other common aches and pains. We eat things that aren't good for us. We eat too much. We overindulge in other ways, and all these indiscretions tend to cause hyperacidity. How, then, may we find relief from these common ailments that so often take the joy out of life? The answer to this problem, folks, is Alka-Seltzer. When you drop one of these modern effervescent tablets in a glass of water, it bubbles up and dissolves into a pleasant-tasting alkalizing solution. You drink it, and it not only brings prompt relief from the distress of everyday ailments, but also helps nature correct the cause of the trouble when associated with hyperacidity. Thus, Alka-Seltzer does more for you. It gives double relief. All drugstores have these remarkable tablets in 30 and 60 cent size packages, slightly higher in Canada. Or any druggist can serve you a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer at his soda fountain. Enjoy life at its best, folks. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.
Well, Miss Hildegard, it was certainly nice having you with us again.
Well, it's been nice being with you again, Mr.
Crummett is the name, Miss Halliday.
I know it, but I can't say it.
Well, I tell you, you get yourself a package of Alka-Seltzer and come back and see us again when your malady clears up. Will you? And now, good people, till we meet again, this is Frank Crummett saying so long. And here's hoping you will all listen and laugh with us again the next time you hear...
Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer.